John Churchari is our next performer.
I'll be teaching one of the values and ethics sections in the fall, and it's the first time that I've taught it, so I don't have a syllabus yet, but I can tell you a little bit how I'm planning to approach it. A lot of the subject matter in my section will be international in nature. A lot of it will be legal, so I'm going to use, as cases that we discuss, I'm going to use a lot of fact patterns that have been the subject of legal proceedings. I've got a few different goals for the course that I'd like to help enrollees get out of it. One is, of course, in any of these values and ethics sections, we're trying to get people to think critically about the normative underpinnings of the arguments that you're making, both because that makes us better, more reflective policymakers, and also because it's intellectually and academically important to understand the underpinnings of the arguments that are made and what policies get adopted and what don't. Secondly, and one reason why I'm looking at some legal cases, is that I want to think a little bit about the institutional and social contexts in which these claims are made. Because, of course, normative debates in the policy world don't happen in vacuums. They happen in institutions where there are things like precedents and balances of power, et cetera, that can dictate the arguments that are successful and those that aren't. And then the third thing, which is the sort of skill-building piece of it, I'm not trying to push any particular normative agenda in the course, but regardless of what your individual normative convictions are, it's very useful for you to get in the habit of picking apart normative arguments based on their sort of philosophical underpinnings, their consistency, et cetera, and therefore also being able to construct your own more effectively so that when you go out into the policy space, you're able to make the most convincing arguments on behalf of the things that you care about. So those are the things that I have in mind, and I'll spend any balance of my time taking questions. Oh, sorry, the question was, are there any winter sections? So I'm teaching one in the fall, and I think that Yazir and David Thatcher both are teaching courses in the winter.